Good to be with you.
You've had a chance to watch the first few days of golf out there in the U.S. Open. And, you know, Torrey Pines, the redesign happened back in the fall of 2001. So there's been a couple of Buicks played at your redesigned Torrey Pines course, but never has there been a major until this week. After seeing the first few days of play out there at the U.S. Open, the cut came on Friday at 7 over par. What are your general impressions?
Well, the course is playing a lot harder than it has during the Buick Invitational because the Kikuyu grass is quite high in the rough. And when you get in there, if you notice, Phil Mickelson practically chunked it on Thursday and he had another tough shot on Friday. Once you get in that high rough, it's really a shot loss.
There's four different types of grass on the course. I know the rough is made up of three different types of grass, the Poana and the Rye and the Kikuyu, and then there is some Bermuda there as well on the fronts of the greens. Is that having a big part of the gnarliness of the grass?
No, I think the Bermuda, we put that initially when we redid the course in 2001, and then they replaced some of it before the Open, but that gives a chance for the ball to bounce onto the green. The Kikuyu is the predominant grass here. The Rye is around the greens more because there's more shade there, so that Rye hasn't burned out. And the Poana is just volunteered. So it is kind of interesting, but the Kikuyu is what snags the club more than the other grass.
The Open Doctor, Reese Jones, joining me here on the line. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. The 108th U.S. Open being played at Torrey Pines. The 12th Reese Jones designed to host a major or redesign. And Reese, earlier this week, Dave Pels said, discussing the course setup, that it's the fairest test that he's ever seen at a U.S. Open. That's got to make you feel good.
Well, yes, and I think a lot of it's the graduated rough. The first cut is 1.5 inches, the second cut's 2.5 inches, then it goes to 3.5, and then up to 5. So it penalizes the shot to the degree it's missed. The fairways are a little bit wider than they were at Oakmont or Wingfoot, so it gives his client, Phil Mickelson, a little more latitude with the driver, which he hasn't used. So I think they like it because sets up well for them.
Now, you said earlier on the week, and this is interesting because you said that the guy that best takes advantage of the driver is going to win, and Phil doesn't even have one in the bag this week. What are your thoughts about that? And then what exactly did you mean by that comment about best taking advantage of the driver?
Well, the way these greens are designed, and we rebuilt all of them in 2001, they've got little tongues that are hidden behind the bunker. They've got terraces. They've got rolls so that there are some small sections of these moderate-sized greens that you have to access with a lofted shot. So the player that hits the long drive has a chance to hit the shorter club in and really can go for the flag more than the guy that's short off the tee who has to go for the center of the green. So getting down the fairway really benefits the shot into the green.
Reese Jones joining me here on the line. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Reese has seven courses on the Golf Digest Top 100 list, including Bethpage Black, of course, will host the U.S. Open next year and host the 02 U.S. Open. Oakland Hills, which will later host the PGA Championship this year in August, and Eastlake, which hosts the Tour Championship every year. Reese, how extensive was the redesign work back in the fall of 01, and what was the basic objective when you redesigned the Torrey Pines layout?
Well, we knew we had a wonderful site. We knew we had flexibility in the site. We added 600 yards to the length of the course. We pushed the greens to the canyons and to the ocean. We rebuilt and recontoured all the greens. We elevated them to make a little bit more of a harder target. We rebunkered the entire course and built a lot of greens on diagonals and a lot of greens with little sections, terraces, and hard to access hole locations because we wanted to have a U.S. Open. $3.5 million was donated by the local leaders out of the goodness of their heart to rebuild this golf course so we could host the U.S. Open. And in 2002, the USGA selected it.
It's the first U.S. Open in Southern California in 60 years, of course. The last, the one that Ben Hogan won 1948 at Riviera. So it's definitely a boon for the economy of Southern California as well as the golfing community of Southern California. Mike Davis, the course setup guy for the USGA, is varying tee locations this week. We've seen a number of different tees on a number of different holes. In fact, three different tees in 3 days on the par 5 13th hole. And there's rumor that today for the final round, they're going to put the tees all the way up to 277 yards at the par 4 14th hole. What are your thoughts of the way the USGA has set up this course this week?
Well, it actually makes the, you know, what golf is a game of physical and mental strength, and it really it engages the player's mind a little bit more by changing the hole on any given day. 16 plays on the left on 2 days, and the right is a par 3. Three number is also a par 3, plays 142 yards and 196 yards. Two different clubs and two different strategic approaches. So it really engages the player's mind as well as their swing.
Were you happy that the USGA decided to keep 18 as a par 5?
Well, I think it it makes it a chance for today. The final hole will probably come into play. Because some players can make eagle, other players will make bogey. Hitting in the water isn't that horrible because they hitting in two and they're dropping in three and wedging it in four, so they can still make par. But a lot of things can happen. The tournament can swing on that hole. And they haven't really been playing it as a par 5. They've been playing it short, so it really is a long par 4 that has a par 5 number on it.
The Open Doctor, world-renowned golf course architect Reese Jones, joining me here on the line. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Reese has seven courses on the Golf Digest Top 100 list: Bethpage Black, Oakland Hills, East Lake, Medina, Congressional, and of course he finished the redesign of Torrey Pines in the fall of 2001. Reese, one of those courses, Oakland Hills, it's kind of apropos here on Father's Day. It's a course that your father designed way back when. What is it like, or how is it different, I guess, is the better question, redesigning one of your father's courses versus any other course?
I guess I'm the only one that can do that. I've done Atlanta Athletic Club, which is my dad's course, Congressional, Duke, Golden Horseshoe in Williamsburg, a lot of Robert Trent Jones golf courses that I've redone because I grew up with him. I went to courses when I was a kid, and then I worked for him for 10 years.
How do you think that you're similar in respects to your father, you know, with your design work, and how do you think you differ from him?
Well, Dad liked to protect the front of the green, but that's before the players had Pro V1s and the different grooves, so they spin it so much. I'm more or less like at Torrey Pines, protecting the backs of the greens because they got to drop the ball in, and if they go over the greens, they've got a real tough recovery from the short side. So I think the newest thing in golf course design is to put these terraces and slopes and run greens on diagonals so you can get the full length of the hole and really hide the flag on a terrace or behind a bunker toward the back of the green, and Dad used to bunker the fronts of the green.
Oakland Hills will be the site of this year's PGA Championship coming up in August in Detroit. Reese Jones has been our guest. He's nicknamed the Open Doctor. The Torrey Pines course this week, 108th U.S. Open, the 12th time a major has been played on a Reese Jones course. And congratulations to what has been a great championship so far. We're looking forward to a great final round today. Before I let you go, Reese, I got to ask you one more thing. You belong to 59 golf clubs around the world, including a couple of here in our backyard, Coral Ridge Country Club in Fort Lauderdale, Seminole Golf Club in Juneau Beach, Red Stick Golf Club up the road in Vero Beach. How often do you play? Do you get a chance to use all those memberships?
Oh, I do, and I play a lot at Breakers Reese Jones. That's one of my favorite places. I play with Dave Burke and just really have a good time at Breakers Reese Jones. It used to be Breakers West, and then I redesigned the whole golf course, and they put my name with a Breakers name, and that wasn't bad.
That's right, right up the road from us on Okeechobee Road, just west of the Turnpike. I'm a fan of that course as well. Well, congratulations on all the great work you do around the world, especially the work that you do relative to majors, and this week we're seeing it on great display. 108th U.S. Open being played at Torrey Pines. The redesign was completed in the fall of 2001. It's been a fabulous tournament so far. Looking forward to a great final round today. Happy Father's Day to you, and enjoy the final round. Thanks so much for joining us, Reese.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.